Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Well, after the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Stollard is here. I know. I'm excited, too. Mike's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're going to celebrate something here in just a minute. Mike is the author of Fired Up and Burned Out, also Connection Culture, and has done so much great work in his consulting practice, in his writing, his columns on leadership, helping leaders make sure that they put their best foot forward with their teams and in the marketplace. And he's our good friend, Mike Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you. And congratulations on your 20th anniversary.
Well, that's coming up, but that isn't here yet. But what is here is your 10th anniversary. This week is your 10th anniversary.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun. It is so hard to believe it's been 10 years already.
And it's been so much fun. And I just want you to know, I love celebrating these anniversaries, because I like for my audience to know about the commitment that people like you make to them. I mean, you come back on this show, you got books to sell, and you got, maybe the PR will help, but I know why most folks come back on the show is because you want to give back to Main Street, and we appreciate that about you.
Well, you know, I think small business is so critical to the future of America. It's, the middle class is really struggling, and it's jobs creation that's going to come from small business that will really have the greatest impact on this country. I absolutely believe that.
And that comes across in all the things you do with us, Mike. So, okay, Costco is on your mind today, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, speaking of, certainly Costco is not a small company, but in a sense it has a small company culture, and it goes back to the beginning. Jim Senegal, one of the co-founders of Costco, he had a very long-term mentoring relationship with Saul Price. Saul invented the warehouse retail concept in San Diego, and Jim started working for him when I think Jim was just in his late teens. He was at one of the colleges there. He needed to make money, so he had a couple jobs. One was unloading mattresses, and he was his mentor.
I worked my way through college doing that too, unloading mattresses.
I did too. I had several jobs, but Jim was with Saul Price. They had dinner together 2 days before Saul Price passed away in his 90s.
I'll be darned.
So you think about, this was probably, I need to ask Jim that, is it, 50, 60-year mentoring relationship?
Wow.
And I remember Jim told me one time, he said, how lucky was I to have this great mentor?
Right.
And it was competence in becoming a great leader and understanding the retail business, but also in character. There are a lot of things that Saul did that had an impact on Jim Senegal, and it really is part of the culture and DNA of Costco.
Mm-hmm. And he attributes that to having known Mr. Price.
Yeah, he does. He had a big impact on him. And also his other co-founder, Jeff Brotman, who just recently passed away, and also had a big impact on him. I think they were able to have heated discussions at times, as all partners do.
That's right.
But Jeff was quick to, move on and not hold grudges. Mm-hmm. And so I think Jim really learned, and he said that. He shared that he's learned a lot.
Partnerships are hard.
Yeah, they are hard. It takes work and good communication, and they really developed that over.
And mutual respect and shared values. Those two things. If you don't have those two things, go ahead and don't even start. If you can't get those two things from the beginning, don't even start a partnership.
Yeah, and you look at the success of that organization.
Yeah.
It really comes out of this, of relationships and partnership, and they were just named in Statista and Fortune magazine's research. They surveyed 30,000 employees, and they focus, of course, on large corporations in this case. And Costco has been in the top three for the last 3 years, and this year they surpassed Google as number one. So they don't have, in a sense, all the sizzle that a Google does, right, given what Google does in technology.
Sizzle,
but it's a great company.
Google sizzle has taken a little bit of a hit lately.
It has.
Justified, I think. But, the story that you just told us is such an entrepreneurial story.
It is.
It's such a Main Street, humanity, people matter kind of a story. And I'm glad to hear... I don't know much about Costco, but I know about them, I've never done business with them, but I have heard people talking about them. And see, Mike, I grew up at Sears. I was with Sears back in right after I stopped hauling furniture in my early part of my college career. In the second half of my career, I worked for Sears, and after I graduated, and way back in those days, I'm talking about a long time ago. It was every store was like a little family, and that's how they attributed the long-term success of Sears to that kind of an environment. And to me, it's exciting to me to hear that Costco may have actually found a way in this hyper-competitive, penny-pinching retail sector to actually find a way to do business and still be good to your people.
Well, absolutely, and they,
that is no mean feat, Mike.
It's not. I just spoke at Costco's annual managers meeting, 1,300 managers from around the world, warehouse general managers, and they provided my book, Connection Culture, to all of them. But, it was the word I heard the most, Jim, when I was there was two words, connection, the importance of relationships, and family.
Right.
And you just see it through that company. There's a real sense of pride that we always do the right thing, even when it hurts. So, and as a result of that focus of doing the right thing and trusting your judgment about what's right and what's wrong, it's developed a very high level of trust in the goods and services that their members buy. They trust it. It's a good value. And secondly, that it's safe for them and their families. And this comes at a time when trust in large companies in particular is low.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think that's a real advantage
for small businesses to build trust with their customers like Costco has.
When you can demonstrate devotion to the unenforceable, which is what you just described, that is an amazingly powerful leadership quality. Devotion to the unenforceable. And just the devotion to a notion that people matter. And I've got a story I'm going to tell when we come back. We're going to blend my story into this Costco story. I've got another success story to tell. And I'm not going to mention any names, but it's a beautiful story. Michael Sollard and I will be right back. Mike, I need your website quickly, please.
ConnectionCulture.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.